Hi, girly whirlies. It's the Girly Whirly Show. Welcome or welcome back, and thank you so much for being here. You know how much I love you. So I'm actually just back from Paris and I'm feeling alive. You know, when just a bit of travel, just a bit of a new city, it just lightens up your world again. Like, my soul is lifted. So it was my birthday. I'm absolutely milking my birthday because this weekend I'm celebrating it again with the girlies. It's the girls' night out because I somewhat share a birthday with one of my besties. She's just before Valentine's Day. So I'm hosting us a little drinks and it's going to be Valentine's theme and then we're going to go out. So that's a night for the girlies. So I'm absolutely milking my birthday, getting 2 weekends out of my birthday. And, you know, it might continue after that. It's... I love a birthday. I think everyone deserves to love their birthday. I kind of spoke in the last episode, maybe you hate your birthday, maybe your birthday makes you cry. So make it your mission to, in 2023, if you haven't had your birthday yet, this is going to be your happy birthday. You know, you're not going to cry or have happy tears. It's your birthday. You can cry if you want to, but it's not going to be out of sadness. It's going to be out of love and happiness. And I'm manifesting that for you. So Paris was a dream. I think it's hands down my favorite city in the world. We were there last March in like springtime and it was beautiful, but it was nice to see it in Feb. It wasn't too cold. A lot of questions asking, is it very cold? Wasn't too cold. Had my cozy coat, but wasn't freezing or anything, like wore legs out. And it was just magical. I just am obsessed with that city. I would love to live in Paris. But then, you know the way they say don't meet your heroes? Sometimes I do wonder, would living in my dream city kind of, not ruin it for me, but would, I don't know, maybe it just needs to be a place that I love to visit and it doesn't need to be a home. Like, I just don't know if I'd actually move there. I think if me and Sam were to move, it would be London. But Paris will just always have my heart. I'm just obsessed. We went to the Louvre. I've been to Paris a few times and that was our first time going to the Louvre. And she was just... The Mona Lisa. A lot of people say she's disappointing. I think it would be an absolute insult to say she's disappointing. She's beautiful. She is beauty. She is grace. She's just probably smaller than a lot of people expect. And it's a big cue. And you obviously don't get too close to her. But it just fascinates me that people cue to see her. Like, how many hundreds of years later. And she will be cued for life. And it's just magical. I just find that amazing. And we went to the water lilies, the Monet water lilies. I really recommend, if you're not that into art, you don't know much about art, you don't care much for art, Musée L'Orangerie, I'm saying that wrong, but that has Monet's water lilies. And that is genuinely just a beautiful visit for someone, even if you don't care much for art. It's just beautiful. It's just that it's very important to see that, I think. They're Monet's water lilies. They're these huge canvases that he pieced together. And the museum, like, is designed and shaped to fit these canvases, and it's beautiful. Sorry, this is my little art history nerd coming out of me because I studied art history as my college degree. But I really do recommend. She's absolutely beautiful. But anyway, there's going to be a YouTube vlog up and all the bits. So you can find all my info, all my recommendations on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube vloggy. You know this us. But this episode is inspired by my thought process. Some of my thought processes while in Paris. And one thing I noticed about myself was I was noticing people, or I was imagining people looking at me. Someone was looking at me, and immediately was like, they're judging me. I'm not like in at home in Dublin. I don't get really like they're judging me. They're this, but in Paris, I was really in my head, and if someone was looking at me, and maybe French people do just stare, but it just felt like people really stare. Like, that's just how it felt, and maybe that's just all a me problem. But I was like, Sam, it feels like people are staring. And I was literally about to say to Sam, like, Sam, do people just stare here? Like, is that a thing? And then just as I'm about to say it, and this happened about 3 times, is a really nice girl. One occasion was in Musée L'Orangerie, and I was in the bathroom. I was washing my hands, and I noticed 3 girls. And you know when you can just tell someone says something about you, but it's in another language. And I was like, oh my God, I'm mortified. They're talking about me. Like, is there toilet paper on my bum? Like, do I look stupid? Like, is there something on my face? You know, when you just immediately go to these bad things and you're like, they're judging me. Do I look stupid? Oh my God, what are they saying? And then one of them comes up to me at the sink in her beautiful little accent. I think she might have been French. And she said, sorry, can I take a picture of your hair for my hairdresser? And she was so nice. And the three of them were so nice. And it was such a nice moment. And it was such a nice girls' bathroom moment. Like, literally three girls, and me being the fourth. So four girls from entirely different places of the world, all bonding and trying to communicate over a hairstyle. And it was really sweet. And Sam was waiting outside the bathroom and he could hear the whole thing going on. And he was like, what was that? That sounded really sweet. And it was adorable. But in my head, I was like, they're judging me. I have something on my ass, like I have toilet tissue on my shoe. All these horrible negative thoughts are going through my head and they're just being nice. Then at lunch, I stood up to take a photo of the view and I noticed one of them said something and these two girls turned their head. Sorry, it looks like I'm like, people are looking at me, but you know what I'm saying. So I noticed they just both turned and I was like, oh my God, I sat back down straight away and I was like, oh my God, Sam, is there something on, like, is there something on me? Is my tan all streaky? Like, and Sam's like, you're fine. And then when they get up to leave, they come over in their beautiful accents again. I think they were also French and asked me where my set was from. And it was a Zara set. Everyone knows a Zara set. Everyone loves a Zara set. So they immediately wanted to know where it was from. And they were so nice. And we had a lovely little conversation. And I gave them the name and the code for the Zara set. And they were on their way to Zara to go and find it. So that was two examples. And then there was one or two others where it was probably like, yeah, I probably do look a bit weird right now and they're just staring at me, or like I was like, oh God, do I look really overdressed, like in this restaurant, this man, like, you know, these kind of things. And you can tell like a whole fucking family is saying something and you're like, oh my God, I'm mortified. But that was two instances where I was getting all up in my brain. And it's also such a, like, it's not about you, like, get over yourself. It's not about you. Like, Sam always humbles me. He's like, it's not about you, Sophie, like, get over yourself. Because I was all up in my brain, like, oh my God, oh my God. And they were just two really nice encounters that they just genuinely wanted to know something. And it was very nice girly encounters, which we love. So we must talk about how to not care so much about what people think or other people's opinions, what other people are doing. You know, minding your business, it doesn't matter what they think, you know, it should only matter what your partner thinks, your mum's opinion, your best friend's opinion. I've come to a list of like, okay, if this person was to tell me they didn't like this, or if this person was to tell me they were disappointed in something, that would break my heart. If they are not on this list, I'm not going to let it affect me. If this is someone I don't know and they're going to tell me they don't like my hair, they don't like my outfit, they don't like my voice, these kind of things, I'm not going to care. I'm not going to let it in unless it's someone with an opinion that I actually value and care about. So maybe you get very hung up about what coworkers think of you, what friends of friends of friends think of you, what you look like on social media, what people on social media think of you, there's all these instances in everyday life where we care too much. We care where we shouldn't, and it's only getting ourselves down. And have you ever like, you know, gotten so nervous and anxious that your shoulders are literally in your ears because all you're thinking about is, oh God, what am I saying? What do I say next? What did I just say? How did I look just now? How did they take that? What did they just think of what I just said? Do I say hi now or do I say hi later? Are they going to think I'm rude if I don't say hi now? Like, all these crazy thoughts. Like, this is what I'm like in social situations. My thoughts go running wild. And of course, it's very important to care to a certain extent. I'm not telling anyone to not care, but it's just where to apply it and when to apply it, just for your own mental sake and for your own mental health. Just, you know, it has to be rational. It doesn't need to apply all the time. We cannot live our lives constantly worrying about what others are going to think. I see a lot of girls too scared to post on social media because they're scared of what people are going to think. So this is where it needs to stop. We need to get over that little hump of ours. So I think my first thing that always brings me back to earth, and I've said it for a long time, is like I've just said, it's not about you. It's not that deep is actually how I like to say it. It's not that deep. And that kind of can apply to a lot of things, like when you feel yourself getting really stressed out, when you're overthinking something, when you're getting annoyed at something and something's really pissed you off. And it's not that deep. If I just take a deep breath, relax my shoulders, unclench my jaw, it's not that deep. You almost find yourself laughing at yourself for getting so pent up about something because it's not that deep. We live on a floating rock, and like, there's so many negative people in the world and they're getting so annoyed over, like, for example, on TikTok, Michaela, the TikToker that everyone is going crazy about, the mascara drama. If you don't know, you'll find it on TikTok. And what's so funny is people are getting so angry about it. And, you know, there's a whole conversation to be had because, yeah, you shouldn't lie. You should not lie to the people that, you know, you influence every day. But what people are, then people take it too far and are on a witch hunt for, and then other people will come and be like, we're on a floating rock and you're upset about mascara. Like, it kind of just humble you a bit. Like, it kind of brings you back to reality of, like, it's not that deep. Like, if, you know, you're worrying about a mascara, like, this is not life or death. This is not for sick or for poor, for rich or for poor, for health, for sick, whatever. It's not serious. Like, there is such serious things going on in the world. And another thing that kind of will always bring me back to earth is, say, when I feel myself absolutely sweating over something really stupid, mainly social media. It's mainly social media for me that is just the stupid things that I sweat over. And I'll find myself sweating over something, just something stupid. And it's a bit sad, it's a bit dark, but it kind of clicks me back into reality. Because I'm like, if I find out tomorrow that my life is going to end, I would be so annoyed at myself in my dying days that is what I cared about, that thing on social media was what I cared about, that thing that someone said is what I cared about, that this comment is something that I cared about, this kind of thing. So if I'm obsessing over something really fucking stupid, I'll kind of be like, Sophie, if I knew I was about to die, you're going to be so annoyed at yourself for that being one of your worries, for that being what you were worried about in the world. Does that make sense? It's a little bit dark, but it's humbling. It brings you back to reality. It brings you back to what's important. If this isn't going to be on my brain when I'm fucking on my deathbed, I'm not going to spend more than 5 minutes sweating over it now. Or another way to put it, Dear and Gary, shout out to you. We love her. And I think her dad taught her this. And it comes off really harsh. It comes, like, I remember when I first heard it, I was like, whoa. It comes off really harsh, but when you get your head around it, it's kind of magical. It's no one gives a fuck about you. No one gives a fuck about you. Again, we're on a floating rock. Like, no one cares that much about you. Everyone is too busy caring so much about themselves and how they look and how they come across and how they appear to other people that no one actually cares. So it's kind of like me thinking, oh my God, are they looking at me? Do they think I have toilet tissue on my shoe? No one gives a fuck about me. Oh my God, I'm going to post this Instagram photo. Is anyone going to judge me? Are they going to think it's really embarrassing? Am I going to post this TikTok? No one gives a fuck about you. Post the TikTok, wear the outfit, do the hairstyle. No one gives a fuck about you in the nicest way possible. It just means that, like, no, like, do it for you and no one else, because no one else really gives a fuck. Like, no one else cares as much as you think they care in the nicest way possible. Your loved ones care, but I just mean that you're sweating about all these people that don't give a fuck. They're too worried about themselves. They're too worried about themselves to give a fuck about you. And I love that phrase. And when you kind of get your head around that, it's pretty magical. So next we have to talk about the mindset. So I was obviously feeling a little bit insecure in those moments where I thought someone was looking at me. And you know, when you're feeling insecure, you just decide, okay, everyone's looking at me, I must look like a fucking idiot, and nobody's looking at you. You go to these crazy thoughts in your head that, and you get paranoid actually. And it's in The Secret, in the book The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. I loved this example where this therapist is telling us a story of his client who is a gay man working in an office and living in New York, I think. And in his mindset, and they kind of, actually, The Secret has a documentary as well. So you can read about this or watch the documentary. The documentary is a bit gas because it's really cheesy and the way it's filmed is just so funny. It's a bit of a lol. Like, you would kind of think it's a bit of a joke, but it kind of makes it iconic. So if you watch the documentary, I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix, you'll get what I mean. But basically, so when you visualize it, it's probably a better idea to visualize this, is, okay, so this gay guy living in New York, working in an office. he describes his whole day and he says that everyone hates him. Everyone hates him. Everyone around him. Everyone around him hates him. So he gets up for work. He walks to the elevator. In the lift, he is being judged and bullied and looked at. He's being looked at in the lift on the way to work. Then he gets to work and all his co-workers are bullying him, taking the piss out of him, you know, pulling pranks on him, all this kind of stuff. Then he leaves work. On his walk home, people are staring, people are judging him for being gay, and he just has this miserable life, and he's kind of manifesting all this misery into his life. And his therapist says, okay, why don't we change the mindset? Why don't we change the thoughts in your head? So you're deciding that people are looking at you, and they must be looking at you because you're gay, because you are ugly, because you're all these kind of things that he's saying that he has decided in his head. So he's like, wake up in the morning, go into your apartment, the busy apartment lift, get in the lift and decide, people like me. People really like me in this lift. My neighbors really like me. They admire the way I look today. They appreciate my lifestyle and I'm going to have a nice journey in this lift today. Then he gets into work and he says, decide that your coworkers like you. Decide that your coworkers are not judging you. Your coworkers appreciate you as a coworker. Your coworkers are minding their business. You're doing your job. They're doing your job. And then he has a really nice day in work. Then he says, and then picture your walk home and you've a really nice happy walk home, you meet a friend, you meet someone new, and you have a really pleasant walk home. And basically it's changing this mindset into a nicer reality, because your thoughts are your reality. So he changes this whole mind shift, he changes this whole paranoia of, and it was really because in the story it's kind of really because he was insecure that he was gay. And so he changed to not, like, he just slowly changed his mindset to not being insecure about it, to owning who he is, to being proud of who he is, and everything changed. He decided to love his job, he decided to love where he lived, he had great friends, he had great people around him, and the whole mind shift changed. So that's where I found I was obviously kind of going backwards, was I was thinking, oh my God, they're looking at me, I must look really stupid, and I was obviously feeling insecure, whereas I should have just decided, they're looking at me because they like my shoes, they're looking at me because they like my coach. Like, just change it to something kind and positive about yourself, and it'll make such a difference. And it takes time. I always say this about changing your thoughts, it takes time, but it really does change your day, is how your thoughts are, because your thoughts become your reality. Next up, and I love this one, it's very powerful. You've taken back some power when you get into this one. And I actually did this years ago, kind of without realizing it, but kind of when I just started my little self-love journey, I somewhat decided I am not going to ask for people's opinions anymore. And what I found was, when I was younger, after leaving school, in school and after leaving school, I would be sending every part of my life, my day, my week, every detail into a WhatsApp group. A WhatsApp group of friends, a big WhatsApp group, where there was a lot of people's opinions and a lot of people's thoughts, etc. Because it was a big WhatsApp group. It was just a lot of people in a WhatsApp group. And that's fine. It's all gorgeous people. But what I realized was I was constantly getting the opinion of so many people in one go. Do you like this dress? Will I go to this place on my holiday? Will we go here for dinner? I'm gonna do this for my birthday. All these kind of things that you share. I realized that I was sharing so much that I didn't want all the opinions about it. Why was I looking for all these opinions? I don't need these opinions. I don't need 20 people's opinions on something. It was actually really draining. I actually found that really exhausting. And I feel like most people do. I feel like WhatsApp groups can be absolutely exhausting. And by sharing, sometimes, you know, that thing of like, stop telling everyone your news, your good news, or your next move. Because sometimes you tell someone your good news and they just ruin it. And then I've kind of taken it too far, because my sister in Australia is always like, Sophie, you don't tell me anything. You don't tell me anything. Like, tell me your news. Like, I have to learn from Instagram, like, where you are, what you're doing. And that is my downfall and I need to work on that. But basically, I just stopped telling people my news because I was sick of people ruining it. I was sick of someone's opinion ruining it. I was sick of someone giving me their 2 pence where I didn't ask for it. I was so sick of sharing my news and someone having something bad to say about it. Fuck off. It's my news. I'm going to be happy about this. I'm going to live in this moment. I don't need to share this with you. So I just stopped. I actually just stopped. And yeah, I've probably gone too far because sometimes even my friends were like, if you don't tell us, like, tell us what's going on. And that's kind of my downfall is, yeah, I actually kind of internalize. So yeah, okay. Take this advice in a lighter sense than I did because I took it too far. Tell people your news, but just choose wisely. Tell the good people is what I mean. Is you don't need to tell 100,000 people if you don't want to. Like, just tell the right people. Share with the right people. Share with safe people. Share your news with where it's going to be safe. And ask for opinions from a safe person. Ask for opinions from people that you actually admire the opinion of. Why are you asking the opinion of someone that you don't like? You don't like their clothes, but then you're going to ask if they approve of your outfit. Stop seeking approval. Stop seeking approval from people that you don't really admire that much. Why are you seeking validation from these people? That's a huge thing. So yeah, don't get it twisted. Don't stop talking to people about your news and what's going on in your life. Just go to the right people and safe people. Choose your safe people. It's like if there's that nasty coworker, you just know she's not going to have anything nice to say about your honeymoon. Just don't talk to her about it. Don't talk to her about it because she's going to ruin the vibes. She's going to ruin the vibes. Just tell your good people. Talk to good people. And this isn't saying that like people can't say bad things to you. Of course, like, you know, you might tell your best friend or your mom or something and they'll say, Sophie, that wasn't it. That wasn't cool. That, you know, this is not what I'm talking about. What I just mean is don't be telling shitty people your good news and stuff like that, because if you know they're not going to vibe with you on it, they're just going to ruin it for you. Another huge thing is stop comparing yourself. I did a whole episode on that, dedicated to that, because we are all massive comparers. We all compare ourselves all the time, and social media does not help. You know, now every time you open your phone, you're probably comparing yourself to someone. So I have a whole episode on how to stop doing that, because that really is a life ruiner. And it really does feed into caring so much what people think, because you're constantly comparing yourself to others and what other people think of them, what they think of you, etc. So there is a whole episode on that previously. And lastly, I think what so much of it comes down to is caring what other people think. Well, we must talk about just Irish culture, but before that, caring what other people think, it really does come down to self-belief and being insecure. Because if you believe in yourself, you meet someone and they just believe in themselves, they're so secure, they know who they are, they know what they want, they know what they're about, they just have this self-belief. They don't care what people think of them. And you just know that by them. Like, they don't care. They walk in the room so confidently. They ooze this confidence. They don't really care. And of course, everyone does care. Everyone cares what people think. But they have it down. Like, they have it managed. That they pretty much, they have the ability to just cancel those people out. They don't hear the noise. They are happy in themselves, they are secure in themselves, they believe in themselves. So say, for example, if I just believed in myself that in those moments where I thought someone was looking at me and I was getting all insecure, if I just believed, no, Sophie, you look great, you look cool, like, you know, stop doubting yourself. Why are you doubting yourself? Just believe in yourself. You look great, you look cool. Doesn't fucking matter what they think. If I just had that like reassurance there, I was just obviously just feeling a little bit insecure. I don't know why, I don't know what it was, but it was just in my brain nickeling away at me. But if I just chose, no, Sophie, stop. Like, stop being insecure. You look great. Get on with your day. It's not about you. Self-belief. I just needed to tap into my self-belief and I kind of just forgot about it for a second. But if you just tap into that and say it's at work and you're constantly thinking, oh my God, they think I'm so bad at my job. Oh my God, I don't belong here. Oh my God, everyone here thinks I'm such a noob. Like, they don't think I belong here. You have to believe you belong there. Like, it all starts from you. What you think everyone else is thinking of you, it's all in your head. It's all a you problem. Like, when I say it's not about you, to them it's not about you, but it's a you problem, because you're deciding that they think this, and it's all because you think it. Like, I've always said, like, back when I would have hated my body, I believed that the boyfriend I was with at the time, he mustn't want to touch me, he mustn't want to look at me, he doesn't like my body. That was all because I didn't like my body. I didn't like my body, so I believed my boyfriend did not like my body. I believed that my boyfriend did not want to touch me because I didn't want to touch my tummy, so he doesn't want to touch me. He doesn't want to touch me because I don't like my body, so he mustn't like my body. It was all from within. It was all a me problem. And it's all internal. It's all these thoughts that you have about yourself. So you assume you're not good enough. You believe you're not good enough. So you assume everybody else thinks you're not good enough. You believe you're not good at your job. So you assume everyone there in the office thinks you're not good at your job. Do you see what I'm saying? It's all your thoughts, your inner dialogue, and then you choose to believe that everyone else thinks it. Because if you think it, everyone else must think it. If I think I look like shit today, everyone else must think I look like shit today. It's all this kind of stuff. It's all these negative self-doubt, lack of self-belief, all these horrible thoughts. You, of course, then believe everyone else is thinking it. And it's the polar opposite. It's bringing it back to, it's not about you. No one gives a fuck about you. No one else, like, if you're, okay, so say you're so worried about what you're wearing to work one day, and all day you're in the office, like, I'm so uncomfortable, I hate what I'm wearing, I hate what I'm wearing. Then if you were to ask everyone in the office, what was Sophie wearing today? Probably no one could actually tell you. She was wearing this cream knit jumper with holes in the shoulders, and I could see her skin on her shoulders. She was wearing these white trousers that had a little stain on the knee. No one is going to recall this. No one is going to recall these little details. No one's going to say, yeah, I could see that her bum looked big in those trousers because they were a size too small, because she fit into them last month and she doesn't fit into them this month. So I could tell that those Zara trousers were not the... Literally nobody is going to recall any of that shit. It's all in your brain. It's all inside of there. And you're believing that everyone else around you thinks it. No. No one gives a fuck about you, babe. In the best way possible. All they can recall is, oh, I bet you. Okay, so we ask Katie. Katie's going to say, oh, she's wearing that really pretty brown jumper. And the trousers look really cute with it. That is the most information that anyone has taken in. But all you can think about is how your bum looks in it. You fell on your way to work and you're covered in coffee. Like, nobody else is that obsessed with it like you are. And I don't want that to sound harsh. It does sound harsh. Of course, people care about you in a loving way, but no one is caring as much as you think they are in those negative ways, is what I'm trying to get across to you. So all this crazy obsessing and overthinking you're doing, no one else is overthinking about your outfit like you are. So relax your shoulders. It's not that deep. It's going to be a good day regardless. Forget about the spilled coffee in the morning. We're not going to cry over spilt milk. We're going to get on with our day and we're going to have a good day. That is the thought process here. So girlies, there are my tips, and we're never going to not care. I have accepted that. I know I will always care what people think of me, but I guess it's just about managing the levels of it and how much we let it into our lives. And it's very important that you're not letting it actually stop you from living your life. Post the TikTok, apply for the job, move city. A lot of us are I did want to touch on, yeah, in Ireland. I think in America, for example, so confident. They are so confident. In Ireland, you're almost not allowed to be confident. You're kind of... You're pushed off your high horse, which I do love. I do love that Irish people keep you humble. They keep you grounded. I do love it. They don't let you get too big headed. I do appreciate it. But then there's also a line of, like, people are actually too scared to just follow their dreams. They're too scared to apply for the job, to post on social media, to go out there and do their own thing, to wear something a bit different, to wear something new, to do something a bit different with their hair. People are so scared in this country to be their own person. And I do love, there is a lot of cool fucking people in this country. There is so much space for creativity in this country. But there just is, you know what I mean? Like, there just is a level of sit back down. Or, like, if you go out looking glam to the nines, you're going to be looked at. You're going to be looked at. Or I was saying to Sam, like, in Paris, you can take photos anywhere. You can be posing with anything. people are taking photos of themselves in every corner of Paris or even London or any city. But in Dublin, you get looked at. Like, you do not, like, in, we were out for lunch in Paris and people were rearranging the tables. People were going above and beyond to get these photos and they were slaying. In Dublin, if you try to rearrange a table for a photo, you're getting looked at. Like, you're getting looked at. You're being told to get over yourself. And again, it's humbling. I do appreciate it. I do like that, you know, you can't just be na da 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 da. But then there's also a level of, like, just let people live. Like, they're like, yeah, I think in this country, people just don't let people be. People don't just let people live. Let live, let be. And that is one thing that I think is a struggle, that I think a lot of Irish girlies are too scared to just do their own thing, do what they want to do, because there is this kind of begrudging, judging, opinionated part of it all. But I think that's a topic of conversation for another day. So for my Irish girlies, don't let that culture stop you. Go and do you, go and be you, go and do your thing. No one gives a fuck about you. Gotta live by that. Live by, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. I'm going to slay the day. I'm going to be who I want to be. I'm going to do things for me. It's not that deep. My gorgeous girly release. I'm going to love you and leave you. We're going to leave it there. I really hope this week you really try and live by, it's not that deep. Don't get so overwhelmed. Don't be overthinking. Just be you. Do you, girly release. And I love you so much. Thank you so much as always. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. And I will chat to you next week. And I hope you have an amazing week ahead. And I love you. Mwah. Love you, Latsies. Bye.